after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Nice seduction.
What is up? What up, everyone? What up? It's yet another hump day at the desk. That's where every Wednesday, that's what the show is for Life at the Dust Live. Every Monday is Hot at the Dust Mondays. So, yes, this is always the thing that happens in the middle of the week. And also, the butt is at the end of our week. As far as for Life at the Dusk. So I'm very glad to have you guys here to get lit with us and whatnot. I know we get a chance to talk to you on Monday because we were talking forever, I guess. But I will say at least you're going to talk forever. Make sure it's a good topic. You got some good stuff to say. So at least you have some good stuff to say. So that being said, let's jump to a time machine, catch up with you. How was your weekend?
I'm going to talk about that for Seduction 101.
Oh, so is all good or bad? Can we get a tease? Is it good or bad?
It's just one of my trips to Atlanta, you know. I'll be late when I go to Atlanta. You was watching my Snapchat.
I didn't really get to see it. I was moving around. I was DJ. Man, shit. I was. Ooh-wee. It was some crazy stuff going on this weekend. I was DJ. I was DJ at a house party on Saturday. And it was. Wow. People was getting in. So, yeah. People was fucking each other in the bathroom. Fucking each other in the empty room. And all kind of stuff. So. Yeah, it was definitely some thought going on. So your Seduction 101 can't wait to talk about that. That's gonna be the next segment. But yes, so y'all know we got Seduction 101 every week. Y'all heard her give y'all that tease. Apparently, it's a good Seduction 101, so, oh, Lord. That's going to be crazy. Y'all know Crickets of the Week, the list, which is a top six, which is a list of six things that we do for a different topic every week. We did it on Monday, so we will be doing it today. no guests today. So yeah, we just, you know, we got a jam. Just having the content we provide to you already is a jam packed show in itself. So heck, you don't need no more than that. But yeah, so besides that, can you say it was time for Seduction 101? What else happened with you over the past week to weekend?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh yeah, I was saying. I know you say you were saving something from Seduction 101. What's some of the other stuff you got that you had that you can share with us now that you did over the past week to weekend?
Just a lot about Atlanta.
Okay, so everything's a Seduction 101. I see how she's doing this today. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Friday, I got lit at Park Avenue. Just didn't know how to treat a brother. Didn't know how to treat me like a king. I go there the whole 9 yards, go there, skip the line, look like a boss. Skip past the main crowd, go to the stage, and just stunting the stage. I know how I do it, man. No big things. It's because I'm not a millionaire. I don't make millionaire moves. So that's just how you got people to understand that. Sometimes just because you're not rich doesn't mean favor can go a long way. And if you got the right edge, there was a discussion I had with my friend one time. We talked about fame versus fortune. And sometimes, both could be interchangeable sometimes. And sometimes, even though you don't have the money, you got the right kind of fame, it can help you get a bunch of hookups and stuff wherever you go. So, simply put on that. Else. Oh, this weekend, I know I'm just getting public service announcements later, but this weekend, my boy Rick Williams will be down here in Fort Worth, so shout out to that. Yeah, another person coming down here, getting lit with your boy. And so I'm excited. He coming all the way from Indiana, and I'll be learning some stuff from him photography-wise, and we got some shoots lined up, so he's going to be pretty busy while he's out here. I'm excited about that. And our new issue, Human Chemist Magazine, just dropped yesterday. So, if you haven't gotten it already, you got to make sure you get it. You can go to acmag.thespot.com, and that will allow you to look at all the shows, issues for the magazine. And cool, right when you get to that page, you'll see the most recent magazine is out. You can get it in print and or digital on Mad Cloud, and then you can also download it in our special digital app via Maxer, or there's also a link that will allow you to download our Human Canvas. If you download the Human Canvas app, which is powered by Maxer, you'll have you can read everything Human Canvas directly from the Human Canvas app. So yes, we're doing the big over here, people. Doing it big. And the Human Canvas app itself is on Android and iOS, which is Apple for those of y'all who don't understand what iOS is. All right, so y'all, we're gonna go into a music break. We're gonna play another song by our guest from this past Monday, and then we come back, Nate will be doing Seduction 101. All right, y'all, so here we go. We'll be back after this.
Getting that. polo draws, polo jeans. I got a horse on my short, horse on my shirt. 500 in my car, guess what I wear? I ain't said nobody, I look over you. Just doing what a boss is supposed to do. I'm in a brand new fit, you're close to new. I went shopping yesterday, you overdue. I got my nose turned up, really swagging on. You ain't really got swag, you a f***, homie. Dressing like that.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
That was Polo, Polo, Polo by Catastrophe right here on Life That Does Live. All right, y'all, we're going to go into one of our weekly stables here on Life That Does Live. Nay is bringing you up Seduction 101. So, Nay, the floor is yours, man.
Hey, y'all. So, my trip to Atlanta, I got there Friday, and what did I do? I went, my friend Monique, she picked me up from the airport. Then, y'all know I love American Deli. Every time I go to Atlanta, I go to American Deli. So, we went to American Deli, got some food or whatever. Then, I went to the house because she had to go to work or whatever. Then my friend that I haven't seen in a long time since middle school, I linked up with her because she live in Atlanta or whatever. And it's this African man who got a crush on her or whatever. So he owned this club, whatever, club, bar, whatever. And we went there. He gave us our own section. We got free drinks. It was strippers there, but I didn't really like them. Them strippers was really not even that cute. But it was strippers there. I got fucked up. Then I got some food. We had, well, I got some, I had Long Island. Then we had some Hennessy, too. So I was really fucked up. Then we got high in the club, too. So I was definitely, like, fucked up. Then we on the way to where I was staying or whatever on the south side of Atlanta. All I know, I opened the door. I was fucked up. I threw up in her car, bro. I was fucked up, for real. Then Saturday, I was really kicking it with some family or whatever like that. And Sunday, I went to the casting call for Models and Dancers of Atlanta. It was hot as fuck outside. It was so many bitches there. It was so many cameras, like cameras all in my face or whatever. I seen Devon or whatever. I know Devon photos. I did a photo shoot with him a couple times in Atlanta. He was there. So it's like I already knew him. Then the Leary twins was there. I knew them. Then my girl Kenyatta, she came from Minnesota. She was there. So, I mean, it was a big outcome. It was some people getting on my nerves, of course. It was bitches being extra, of course. But other than that, it was pretty cool. I mean, it could have been a bit more organized, and it could have been a bigger space because it was so many people there. Then it was artists there, too. It was some people giving me their cards or whatever. Like, then it was some people trying to holler at me, of course, that was on set. It was one stud who came. Then it was some dudes who came as artists or whatever. And so it was pretty cool. I really had a good time. I always have a good time when I go to Atlanta. I really, like, needed that time to myself a little bit, honestly, with all the stuff I've been going through here in Indiana. So, I mean, it was cool to get away for a little while.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're holding out, though. Like, you got some dirt.
I really don't got no dirt. I mean, like I said, it could have been a bit more organized at the casting call. Because, like I said, it was so many girls there. So, it wasn't really organized like that. I mean, it could have been more organized, I feel. It could have been a bigger space, too. It was in Jonesboro, Georgia, or whatever. So that's, like, outside of Atlanta. It's probably, like, 30 minutes outside of Atlanta or, like, 15 minutes. It really just depends on what side of Atlanta you own from how far it takes to get to Jonesboro.
Okay.
But it was a lot of good for networking with so many people that came out.
Come closer. We can barely hear you. Come closer.
It was a lot of different personalities.
Okay.
It was models, dancers, artists who came out. It was tall models, short models, plus size models. Then, so I think y'all can follow, like, the person, like, one of the executive producers on, he got an Instagram, and they put some footage up from the casting call on Sunday. And season one is supposed to be filmed in Atlanta.
Okay. That's what's up.
It was really a lot of fun, though. Like, you know, just being in front of the camera and stuff like that. I always like being in front of the camera.
All right. Well, there you go, people. That is Seduction 101. So, yes. Shoot, that being said, All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do crickets. So, I'm going to go ahead and fire my crickets real quick. Get them crickets together. Get them crickets together. All right. Thank you, Crickets. Thank you. All right, the Crickets of the Week segment. We bring you this segment every week. The segment I do every Wednesday, usually. Sometimes I do bonus ones on the Monday show as well. But, yeah, so my crickets of the week that I have chosen. I have chosen Rob Kardashian as one of my crickets of the week. how did he make it right back into my uttering out my mouth again? Because this man was made to look like a goddamn fool on Good Morning America. First of all, I mean, it was just funny social media banter. This became a top story, or I mean, seriously, this became a top story for Good Morning America. What the heck, man? Nothing else. We could think of nothing else. What we could think of was, let's have this nonsense going on. Black China is sitting there, and it's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. We look, just go ahead and put the tap shoes on now and just chuck and drive as much as you can. Goodness, we just like it. Just like, goodness, man. And now this dude getting played because he getting sued. Oh, Rob Kardashian, sir, you have rightfully so earned a cricket of the week 2 weeks in a row. Rob, I'm going to get into your sisters. How the hell did you make it to cricket of the week not once, but twice? Goodness. Oh, Rob. Also, he shares that cricket with any guy out there. If you are some vendetta shit to where you are leaking, okay, this ain't the first time this is on this type of structure has happened. But when y'all sit there and leak nudes, man, y'all leaking nudes of the people y'all dating or not dating anymore. Like, that's some fuckboy shit, man. Releasing nudes and shit of people, they go for and for women who do that too, that's some fuck shit too. Either one, either side. If you feel that's okay, wow, man, you a fucked up individual that you feel that, you know, because you know, like for instance, I know how some of y'all do, man. Y'all be in a freaky mood, especially the person you talking to is long distance, and you be wanting them to do, send you a little something, get a little freaky with them, whatnot, and. You know, a lot of women, you know, a lot of women and men, they get apprehensive about sending news to another person because you don't never know what people are going to do. They're going to leak them onto online and stuff, and you don't want that to be the case. And so, yeah, this is just crazy, man. So, if y'all out there, anybody that's out there doing that, y'all are lame as hell. I don't care how mad somebody made me. I'm not going to stoop that low to where I release people's news. I'm sorry. It's just not that. That's too much. That's just too much. Get a grip over yourself, man. Release a freaking loot. I mean, give me a break. All right, so Rob K, you got crickets of the week. You got the first cricket of the week. Number two, Donald Trump Jr. You, sir, are next in line for cricket of the week. You dirty rat. Y'all talk about Hillary Clinton in emails. Here goes this dirty ass rat where I will email Trump his own that is incriminating. Whew, man. I'm telling y'all, when this case finally comes to fruition, they'll really take of it all just really be undeniable they was involved with a bunch of fuckery. It's going to be on and popping like dominoes. I cannot freaking wait. I mean, oh my goodness. I don't even really have much to say. Like, every week, wow, Donald Trump Jr., I guess it's like what they say, like father, like son. Just full of shit. Just ridiculous, man. So, yeah. Full of shit, the full of shit family. Everybody give a hand to the full of shit family. So yes, Donald J. Trump Jr., you sir, you get the second Cricket of the Week award. So congratulations to you, sir. Number three, my last Cricket of the Week. Very last Cricket of the Week. is for those out there who think it's funny to continue to fuck with Maya Campbell. Let me explain something, y'all, because a lot of y'all are not getting this shit. And I'm about to be preachy, Fetty J, real quick, but oh fucking well. There's plenty of people that have social, that have mental issues, that have psychological issues. And that's included in your family. And if somebody was to mock your family member for having psychological issues, y'all be ready to throw some goddamn hands. Hey, I mean, y'all, a lot of y'all point and laugh at Maya Campbell, but what, how much further are you when you all you do is pop pills and all kind of shit back to back every fucking day? Well, how does that make you any fucking different? Oh, just because her jerk of choice, it wasn't the one you agree with, or is you just stigmatized to me and you on truck and you drop a rock bottom? I don't really care. Either day, it doesn't give you a right to continue to treat somebody like a piece of shit. And that guy in that video, you, sir, are a piece of shit, because instead of really helping that woman, you decide to make a mockery of her and try to get some social media, some freaking views on social media. And that really pisses me off that people can just continue to dwell in this world doing that shit. Like, we treat people like that. It's easier to make fun of somebody than to help them. And a lot of people, y'all don't, yeah, because I know it's much better to laugh at turmoil than to know the truth. A lot of people don't realize, like, she did an interview most recently, and she talked about how she had, like she started developing a lot of mental psychological issues back when she was in the house. But because, you know, she wasn't on drugs or anything yet, and she still had most of, you know, she was still at the her prime of her beauty, you know, we were so enamored by beauty, we can, even if she was going through heavy times at the time of mental issues, we weren't paying attention, we overlooked it because she was a bad chick. But now that she knows she going through it and whatnot, it's easy to make fun of her. And so I'm just really, like, it just pisses me off, because this woman has psychological issues all this time. But again, because people just so fucked up with their way of thinking. And it's like, it's crazy. And this is how superficial people are. Oh, she used to be so beautiful. Why is that always y'all go-to move? And all of a sudden, person, oh, it's not man, I wish they could, I hope they get better. It's, man, they really let themselves go. She used to be so bad, like, that's always y'all go-to move, and it's fucking sad, man. And I'm sick of people, I mean, doing everything, trying to figure out how to get the Shade Room, media takeout, or fucking World Star Hip Hop. It's too much of that bullshit. And everybody wants to say let's come together, but we keep supporting this bullshit. Oh, man, I'm just sick of it. So anybody out there that wants to make fun of Pete, wants to make fun of Maya Campbell, or, you know, be a part of the problem, you get a fucking cricket today, too. Cricket of the week as well. So let me go ahead and play them crickets for all three of those recipients. Cricket number one. Cricket number two. And cricket number three. All right, y'all, that was the Cricket of the Week segment. We're going to go into another music break. When we come back, we'll be doing the six. So don't touch. So we'll be keeping the list, which is a top, was a six, a list of six about the top, a random topic about choosing for the week. All right, so y'all, we'll be back into this. We're going to go ahead and go into my boy AZ. Let's go with Cool.
Thank you. go. For real. Let's go. Everything I got.
Ain't trying to be famous, he trying to look cool. Ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody want the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw feet, charge me with ag. Yeah, young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. I put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, a nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Nigga hope for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly. My baby got food. To all my listeners, see, I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, it's cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. That was A.V. the Great with Cool. So, yes, y'all about to go into one of our final segments. This one is we usually do this every Monday, but every Monday we miss them. We do it on every, we do it on the Wednesday of that week. So this, so we're doing our record segment, which is called The List, which is a list of six things based off of different topics. We name the topic. Me, it's like a round robin. They name something, I name something. And, you know, we just go back and forth, back and forth. All right. So, first off, thinking about topics, so let me dig into my bag of tricks. Dig into my bag of tricks. All right. This week's topic for the list is things that bug you when you go over somebody's house. Doesn't have to be somebody you're romantically involved with, just period. Things that bug you when you go over somebody's house as a guest. What are some things that bug you? All right. So, you know, we're going to go, you know, we're going to name one thing for each one. I know that's how we do it, but she'll name something, I'll name something, and we'll keep doing until we get to six. All right, so Nate, you're first up. What's one of your pet peeves that bugs the crap out of you when you go over to somebody's house as a guest for the first time?
Hollering ass kids.
Ooh, she came stronger the first one. All right, go ahead and expound on that. You came strong. You said, okay, hollering ass kids. Talk to us. Like, well, I take it, it sounds like you've dealt with this before.
Like, kids that just be running around, like, then be all in your face. Like, damn, have a seat. No, you can't play no game on my phone. No, you can't be on Snapchat on my phone. No. Give me 50 feet.
In grown folks' business.
Okay.
They ask, like, bros having a discussion and they want to come over and ask, mess some shit up. Man, sit your ass down somewhere.
What is that?
Mm-mm-mm. They got the nerve to come talking.
Well, like, back up.
Oh, especially, and don't let their child be dingy. You know exactly what I mean.
They kids be just be bad as hell.
Ain't had a bath in Lord knows how long. Yep, I agree. I'm with you, man. I'm with you 100%.
I know you is, because you know people kids be hollering, running around, looking nasty. Like, no.
But, you know, if some people, like, you know, you trip back, because it gets to, you know, some people probably say, hey, I'm getting mad because they say, well, y'all understand, because they ain't got no kids. Even if I did, I don't have time for all that. Sit down, act like you got some home training or something.
Okay.
And if you don't, your mama and dad need a whooping.
Okay.
So, yeah. Don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'll get belts for all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Russell, you weren't at the Espies with just Main Street Sierra. I'm surprised on that. Over here being nosy in these pictures. I just realized, oh, I'm missing ESPN and shit. They're not going to let me down tomorrow on ESPN. They're going to run through their awards again, talking about them on the radio. So I'll be hearing about them. Number two. I mean, it's my turn. These are back when I go to somebody's house for the first time. As a guest. I don't like when you go over there and how can I put this? Depending on the situation, I'm understandable of certain furniture. Depending on whatever. But man, don't be inviting people over your house all the time, and you ain't got no, and all you got is folding chairs. Man, I do not want to sit no goddamn folding chair, man. My big ass would have broke your chair, and you gonna try to give you a buy another one on raggedy ass folding chairs. Like I dead ass rather sit on the floor though before I sit in the folding chair. So yeah, I'd be more broad. A decent sitting arrangement. Unless it's like a house party, if you inviting people to like a small get together, and it's not like a party or anything, not a party of any sorts. It's like family getting together, man. You ain't gonna have no seats for everybody, but man, have a good amount of seats. Have a good ratio of seats. Let me know so I can mentally prepare myself to sit on the damn floor. So, yeah, I kept that simple. That's number two. Nay, number three.
I don't like people who, okay, look, you go over their house, and the mama be looking all good, got her hair done, got on a nice-ass outfit, but then her kid running around with a snotty nose, with a diaper full of pee.
He's coming straight for the kids. Man, he
that's
got time for the kids.
Like hell. Like why?
They be looking dusty. I know what I'm saying. That go back to your number one. Like that's continually really. Like I don't like you dusty as a car.
The mama be all looking good though. Y'all got the Malaysian hair in her head. No.
Hair be nasty as fuck. Y'all better get some goddamn. You better invest in some damn combs and brushes around there, though.
With the baby hair be nasty as hell.
Uh huh. Look like they got fleas flying around them all day. Get the hell out of here. Kind of tying in one and three together. And don't be coming around me. Acting like I'm the new daddy or something. Sir, me and your mom just getting to know each other. I need you to back all the way up. A bonus, if this is near the holiday time, I don't owe your child shit if we just start talking to each other. Your kid expected to give you. You'll be sadly hurt on Christmas. Don't look my direction. So yes, that is my just on that. Okay, number four. I made my number two kind of weak because I was trying to build up to the other ones. So number two doesn't really bug me as much. I was just being petty on number two, but that doesn't really bug me as much. But number four, now you gonna feel me on this one. Number four. How can I put this as nicely as possible? When you go over to the house, you go to somebody's house. And they're not doing a general consensus of what people want to watch on TV. You know what I'm talking about? You go over there and they only got stuff on. They got something on. And majority of the people over there don't want to watch something. Then change the damn channel. Don't be forcing everybody to watch the Boom or Foo or whatever. I'm just throwing something random out there. But man, mix it up, man. Let's get a general consensus of what we're going to put on TV, and let's make sure everybody's thoroughly, just try to make it at least somewhat balanced. I cannot stand that go over house, and people got a boring-ass movie, and they just not, you know, it's their attention. I'm like, man, you the only one really watching this. And then let's go into another spectrum of, I'm taking to another spectrum, part of number four. Like, I don't like when you go into somebody's spot and they focus on TV more than they focus on you. I mean, I came over here to talk to you. I'm not trying to talk to the fucking TV. Especially if you got DVR. If you got DVR, you ain't got no issues why you can't wait to watch that shit later. Have you dealt with that before, then?
Uh-huh.
Sure. You want to smack the hell out of somebody, right? So yeah, I just don't be getting it, man. Like nobody has time for that, man. Like get it together. Like I just don't want to deal with that nonsense. All right. Nay,
number five. Look, if we smoking at your house and your house dirty, I'm ashing my blunt on the floor. Period.
Oh, Lord.
Period. I'm ashing my blunt on the floor. I hate when people's house be dirty as hell. For real. Don't you hate when people have to be dirty?
Hey, sometimes my house be dirty, but usually when companies coming over, we talk to something about that. Yeah, when companies coming over, you gotta make an attempt.
And you see roaches and stuff. That's nasty. That is so nasty.
You know, I don't. This what I don't like. Going off of the more so, I'll say with dirty dishes. Don't be handing me no food, no dirty dish.
Okay.
They be having a raggedy ass cups. They've been using since World War II. Got the nerve to fix you a drink, and you want to drink real quick? Picture me dirty and shit, man. Fuck that. I can deal with the house. At least the house not going inside of my body. But you delivering the food to me on some nasty ass shit. Nah, I can't deal with that shit. And they also make you feel bad. You know, you feel bad. You're like, oh man, I really want to eat this shit. And then the food, don't let the food look nasty. You sure don't want to eat that. You sure don't want to eat it. You eating off a nasty ass plate, dirty ass forks and shit, and nasty ass cup you drink in it. You don't want no parts of that shit.
Oh.
Okay.
Some people don't even wash their dishes that good.
Man, God invented dishwasher for a reason, man. Put that hole in there. And don't be lazy with dishwasher. Go get some real dishwasher dishwasher stuff. When you got the dishwasher, you need to make sure you get some proper
stuff. Okay, now I feel like you throwing shade, because let me tell you, I got a dishwasher, and I be using dishwasher. I use the regular dish soap.
Yeah, and that shit, your shit probably be sudden up. I'm doing too much sudden up. And you be like, damn, there's a bunch of soap everywhere. Because you ain't using the right kind of shit.
I'm from the hood,
okay? I am too, but guess what? I bet y'all still use them fucking cubes. Or at least get the stuff. Because you don't want to fuck with your dishwasher. That's why that's more so what it is. If, man, you got to fuck the dishwasher, that shit is not fun.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Bubbles all over my floor.
Yeah, exactly. You got bubbles all over
my floor. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's probably what you got the. That's probably what you use. Got the bubbles from for your for that video you shot before. you took a bunch of bubbles from the dishwasher. Yeah, get your look at that. Get your I put the dove and shit into my fucking. Get your look at that. This got a spread. Look at that. Get your. Black people, I was when you dishwasher liquor for everything. Washing hands, putting it in the dishwasher, ain't got no business putting in there, using it for bubble bath. I mean, get out of here. Black people, we doing way too much stuff. Okay. My last one. Last one for this pet peeve. Last one. And you talking about the kids being loud. I can't stand loud people who are unreasonably loud.
I hate you. Look, I know this might sound funny. My bad, I interrupted you. But I hate ghetto ass people that's overly ghetto. Like, and I'm from the hood, but I hate people that's overly ghetto. Like, for real. Like, damn. It's a time and a place for everything.
They come there acting extra and shit. And
yeah.
All that cutting up, they always want causing all the family drama and shit. I'm like, man, keep your ass at the fucking house, man. And if it's drinks involved, man, don't be having no drinks if you can't handle your fucking liquor, man. We ain't got no time for you acting a goddamn fool.
People just be ghetto for no reason.
Right. So, yeah, it's just ridiculous, man. So, yeah, bonus. Man, please don't do, like, if you going to do, I know people do their hair and they sink sometimes, but, man, if you going to do it, please make sure that shit thoroughly washed out before I come use it. I do not want to see people hair in the fucking kitchen sink. otherwise, that's all the pet peeves for this week, man. So shout out to that. Another successful list for the week, and look at that, man. We have strategically come to the last couple of minutes of the show. I told y'all jam packed content. All right, so Nate, what you got coming up? We need to know about, man. Public service announcements.
Just stay tuned for Nate Seduction altogether. I'll be dropping a lot of surprises. You never know.
Yeah, that was doing this vague, all this vague shit today. I don't know what is. Nate is being very vague today. And I think Nate got us in trouble, but she won't come out and tell me.
I really didn't. I was just chilling. I got high, you know, smoked some weed in the lemon.
Okay, wherever makes you sound like an angel.
I was really on my best behavior. I didn't have sex with nobody none of that. I was just chilling.
I'm so proud of you. You didn't act like a thot this weekend.
You know what? I never act like a thot. I'm always on my best behavior.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Pinocchio.
I am.
Yeah, all right, Pinocchio. Okay. Again, y'all, new issue of Him and Cameras Magazine dropped, issue 38. Make sure you go cop that. It's at acmag.dustspot.com. You'll be able to get the latest issue there. Definitely cop it. But then Yes, the next issue is due. You'll receive a submission deadline of theme for the next issue, which is due by August 1st. And that issue will drop in August. That's for our fourth anniversary. So, yes, that'll be marking the fourth anniversary of Human Chemist Magazine. And then we'll have one more issue for the year after that. So, yeah, maybe wind up our season. I will say it is less stressful. I'm having this stuff be bi-monthly instead of every month. I do it every month. It was like I was having to run around like a chicken with my head cut off. So I do appreciate doing it this way. So that also, again, my boy Rick Williams of Images of Quality Photography will be coming from Indiana. Down here in Texas, to my area specifically, Fort Worth, and some parts of Dallas area as well. We'll be shooting together and do a lot of great projects. We'll also be published, so be ready for the net as well. So I'm excited and can't wait for you guys to see what we got going on. So, yes, other than that, that's all I got on this for the moment. All right, so yeah. That being said, in the show. Two things I forgot. Man, make sure I don't forget this. Make sure y'all go to After Dusk Media. Matter of fact, if you go to After Dusk Media Group on Facebook, or if you go to our Dust Spot on Instagram, which now Dust Spot has us on Instagram, aside from the Human Chemist Mag Instagram, we separated those last week, so definitely I'm glad about that. Make sure you go to Dust Spot or Instagram, or go to After Dusk Media Group on Facebook, and it will tell you exactly how to vote for Dust Spot Radio as the best internet radio in the Forward Music Awards. Please go and vote. Please go. All you get to literally do, don't do any extra. Just go to the link it tells you to go to. Hit like on where it says Dust Spot Radio, on where the actual page commented, not the other extra comments. You would not follow directions. Hit like, and that will count as your vote. And so, of course, I do it by likes, so whoever has the most likes wins the award. So I need you guys' help. Definitely help me out there. Once you vote, have some of you vote as well. Man, we try to make sure we bring our award home and have people put some respect on our name around this place. So, yes, do that. And I think that's pretty much it for our public service announcements for the moment. That being said, everybody, we are rolling on out. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, this is Jay. Oh, there's a...
Nay, there is a way.
Y'all to the episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy City J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what's the public service announcement we give out every hump day?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all, we out. Peace.
Peace.